Welcome to the Level Up Your Life podcast with Erica Dale, where you will get real and relevant information to help you grow your network marketing business and level up your life.
Level Up listeners, happy Thursday. Hope you guys are having an amazing week so far. So last week we kind of dove into this leadership segment, and I don't know how long this will go. I could talk about leadership forever. It's one of my passions. It's one of the hardest things I've probably ever done in my life is stepping up into leadership and what that's entailed in the person that I've had to become in order to be a successful leader. And so last week we just kind of talked about getting the people to the right seat of the bus. And we talked about kind of identifying leaders and what that looks like. And then also knowing, you know, where to put them and what type of people there are in network marketing. And I've got notes after notes after notes on leadership. But today I want to dig in a little bit more with the idea of how to identify leaders. Because if you're in the network marketing space, and this can relate to, you know, other avenues, right? If you're a pastor of a church or a leader at a church, you're always looking for leaders. You're looking for people who want to step up. And so being able to identify them is very important. One of my best favorite definitions of leaders or leadership is leaders create action where action otherwise wouldn't have been. Meaning they go out and get things done. They get people to do things that those certain people probably wouldn't have done them had that leader not come out and stepped in and not come out and maybe prodded them a little bit. And that is probably my by far favorite definition of leadership. I was listening to a friend of mine actually in our small group. We were talking about leadership last week, and he told the story of John C. Maxwell. And John C. Maxwell was a pastor, you know, before he was a famous author. So if you guys have ever followed him, and he talked about this small church that he went into, and this church grew immensely when he stepped in, when he took over the leadership. It grew, it grew, it grew, it grew. And then that was his whole role, was to go into this church and help it to grow and then to step out. And when he stepped out, it went back to where it was. And that's what you often see inside of network marketing, is when a leader steps in to your team or your company or your line or whatever it is, there's a lot of action. There's a lot of results. There's a lot of growth. And then if that leader doesn't do a good job of raising up another leader, that activity will typically go away or at least diminish. And so that's a good gauge for you guys as you're kind of looking at your own businesses and what that means. You know, as far as, are you a leader? One, right? But also where the leadership lies inside of your team, inside of your company. So leadership is influence, right? Like I just mentioned, it's stepping in and motivating and getting people to do things, getting people to take action where action probably wouldn't have been. Teachers are great leaders, like getting the kids to do their homework where parents can't get their kids to do the homework, right? So think about it that way. There's so many different facets of leadership inside of our life. Leadership is measured by results. So there's five attributes of leaders. And again, this is something you can write down. This is something you can kind of weigh in on where you are in your leadership, or maybe certain people in your team, you know, if you're wanting to identify those leaders, which we'll get into in just a minute. But five attributes of leadership: independence, number one. So are you independent of someone? Are you constantly going, and this isn't a bad thing, this just means you're not quite stepped all the way up into leadership, and that's okay. The beautiful thing about network marketing is we're a team, right? Like I don't rely on anyone. I could totally lead my team without another person, but I love that I don't have to go and reinvent the wheel. I love that my leader is out there creating these beautiful shareables for our team to use, because that's not my forte. Could I get it done? Yeah. Either I'd figure it out or I'd hire someone to do it, but that's not my forte. So having her as our leader, we're so blessed. We are so blessed. We've not had to reinvent the wheel. But are you independent? Or are you constantly going to your upline or whoever, corporate, whatever it is, and, you know, asking questions versus going out and solving it, going out and figuring it out? I love today, I was laughing with my husband because we had something going on in our company, and you know, they were a little bit late getting it started, and I had just messages after messages like, is it not happening? And you know, it wasn't a big deal. They just had some technology issues. And it's just funny to me. It's like, guys, one, I don't work for corporate. I have no idea. But it's just things like that. Like, hey, you know, maybe you should just give it a minute or just wait a minute. And it's just things like that. So are you independent of your upline, your leader, your mentor? And again, I'm not saying that you would need full independence. Like you should take your team away. That's not necessary. And that's another talk for another day. Are you a problem solver? Or are the people you're looking at in your team as leaders, are they good problem solving? That kind of goes back to independence, right? Kind of ties right into that. Are you going out and figuring it out? Are you using the resources before you go directly and ask someone? One of the things that I do in my team, if you're listening to this, you guys can attest to this, is if you come to me with a problem, I ask you to come up with 3 solutions. I had a girl today that came in and she said something to me and I was like, you know, you've said that a lot. At least once a week, you've said that to me. So how about this? Let's one, identify what that really means. And then two, let's come up with some possible solutions for that. Now, I'm not saying I won't help her do that. But guys, if you're constantly just going to someone in your team or your company or your business or wherever you are in your life, your husband, your wife, your kids, with problem, and you're never coming up with a solution, that's a problem. Be a solution, be a solver. I'm not saying that you're gonna always know everything. I'm not saying that you're never gonna have problems, but at least go try to find the answer. Another thing that actually one of my mentors did very well to me that I grasped was if I would go to her and ask her a question that I could easily find on the website, she would say, hey, go here and check here. And if you still don't find it, let me know and I'll help you out. She taught me how to fish versus just feeding me. So make sure that if you're looking to identify leaders or develop leaders, that you're doing that for them. If you're constantly just spoon feeding them, you're going to be spoon feeding them for the rest of their lives, right? For the rest of their career with you. Think about your babies. If you're parents, how quickly did you want them to, you know, start feeding themselves when they got to the ages of the baby food? You weren't spoon feeding them forever. You want to create independence with them. And it's the same thing with leadership. Number 3 is consistent. So what would you rate yourself on a level of consistency? Like, what does your team count on? Can they count on you to show up to the team calls? Can they count on you to be at the events? Can they count on you to be shouting out, you know, reminders to calls and things like that? Like, are you showing up every day for your business? Are you showing up every day for your team? Not all day, that's not necessary, but every day you should be touching your business. Number 4, a good leader has big vision. And I'm going to take it a step further and quote Rob Sperry here. He says good leaders have great vision, but great leaders give great vision or big vision, right? So yes, you should have the vision of where you're going, where you want to take your team, what your 1-year plan is, your 5-year plan, all those things. But you should also be able to pass that on to your team, to your prospects, and to other people around you. And that will make you a great leader. And then last but not least, we kind of already touched on is you create action. And again, this is typically where action normally would not be. So these are some of the things that you need as a leader or as you're stepping up into leadership, but also things that you can look for in other people as you're helping to develop leaders. One of the things that I love, and I heard this all the time in network marketing is, you know, we have to duplicate. Well, you're never going to duplicate you. If you're a 1 in 20, if you're growing this, if you want to get to 6 figures, if you want to be in the 0.5% of network marketers, you're never going to duplicate you. But what can you duplicate? You can duplicate your systems. You can duplicate your launching of new people. And you can duplicate leaders. Again, they're not going to be you. But can they step up into leadership and be good leaders? And this is going to help you to grow a massive organization. The thing that you got to remember, we talked about this last week, is that leaders are rare. Right, I mentioned Big Al and his book, How to Build Network Marketing Leaders. He's got one, two, or maybe three volumes out now. And one of the things he says in is, if you have one, you know, and I need to find that book and read it to you guys. I'll try to quote that next week for you. But my books are still packed away because we don't have our bookshelves built yet. But anyways, he basically says, if you have one leader in your downline, you're making such and such. If you've got two, you're financially free. If you've got three, blah, blah, blah. And he gets all the way up to like five or six. And he says, if you've got five leaders, you need to go recount because it's probably not possible. So just remember that true leaders are rare in the network marketing industry. So how do we identify who our leaders are? Well, I am always looking for leaders, right? In their positions that they're currently in. I have a girl on my team right now. She's a teacher. She's a leader. She is the leader by nature. She's the leader in her family. She's the leader in her job. She's not yet a network marketing leader, but can I get her there? That's what I'm looking for. So the three things that I look for as I'm identifying leaders is, number one, are they willing? Right? A lot of times people, as they're looking at network marketing, they got to ask two questions. Like, one, can I do this? And two, am I willing to? Because we all know that this takes work. If you want to go to be the top, I would say top 2% of your company, it's going to take a lot of effort. It's going to take a lot of work. If you want to get to the 1%, the 0.5% and beyond, it's going to take a lot of work. It's hard. And that typically means you are a leader. And again, like I said, leadership is the number one hardest thing I've probably ever done in my 37 years of life. So are they willing? Because not everyone is willing. I have people on my team who are, you know, we have kind of those identified leadership ranks, which I actually don't agree with. I think you can be a leader at a lower rank and you may never step into leadership even at a higher rank. But we kind of have that identified rank that we start to groom people into leadership. And I have people on my team who are there and they are not leaders. And that's okay. It's also something you cannot force someone to be. They have to be willing. Number two is, are they coachable? And this is a big one. A fun fact, a little bit of a squirrel moment. I did a Facebook Live many, many years ago. And this person, I don't know who he was, never had talked to him in my life. Clearly, he was just someone trolling on my Facebook. And I was doing this whole live on coachability. And he's like, it's not even a word. Coachable, that's not a word. Well, I'm here to tell you it is a word. And it means, are they going to do what you say? Are they going to follow the systems that are in place, the systems that are working? Now, I'm not saying if your systems are crap and they're not working, they're not going to go try and create their own. That's an identity of a leadership right there. But are they coachable? And I'm going to get into that in just a minute. Number three is, are they hungry? So those are the three things I look for. Someone who's willing, someone who's coachable, and someone who's hungry. Someone who's hungry, that means they're driven. They've got a why. They're not going to let, you know, one no knock them on their butt. They're not going to let that settle them. They are hungry. So those are the three things I look for. And one of the things I want to tell you, that is, this is where someone will fall. And this goes back to coachability, right? So they're either unwilling, meaning they're not coachable, or they didn't understand. And you have to be able to figure that out as a leader, especially as you're developing leader and network marketers, because oftentimes people just didn't understand. So you need to ask clarifying questions. You need to ask, you know, if they didn't accomplish something, we need to get to the bottom of that. But I'm here to tell you that if they just continue and continue and continue to not do it and not show up, you need to move on. They are unwilling, they are uncoachable, and they will never be one of your leaders. And it sucks sometimes because you see so much potential in people and you just so badly think they're going to be your leader, that da, 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 all these things, all these attributes, all the things you want, and they are just not it. And it's not to say don't love them. It's not to say to throw them to the wayside. I just mentioned I have people in my company and my team who are at that rank that typically would be stepping up into leadership, and they're just not. And that's okay, right? We have to watch what they do. Right? We can't just listen to what people say. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time someone said something that got me fired up, it was like, this is it. This is where they're going to go. This is where they're going to take off. And then they just don't. I wouldn't need my network marketing company, guys. Don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. I was just on a leadership mentoring call just today, actually, with one of my girls, and she was really struggling. She's like, I want to motivate my team. I want to give them direction. I want to do all these things. And I was like, You can't do it for them. Who's showing up? Who's plugging in? Who's taking action? Who has you in three ways? Who's doing this? Who's doing that? Those are the people that you give your time to. Again, it's not that you don't love the other people, and it's not results driven. I didn't say who's putting in customers, who's putting in distributors. Who's doing the actions? Who's following the system that you're coaching them to follow? Those are the things that you guys have to look for. And again, at the end of the day, you're not going to have a ton of leaders inside of your network marketing business. So the number one attribute of successful people is awareness. And I love that quote. It's awareness. And it starts with you as the leader. And I said this last week, you know, whether you're the leader of many or you're the leader of none, you're actually always the leader of one. You have to lead yourself. You have to wake yourself up in the morning. You have to get yourself to get on the calls. You got to lead yourself because nobody's going to do it for you. So awareness is the number one attribute to success. Where are you lacking awareness in your leadership capabilities? Or where are you lacking awareness in maybe some of your downline or people that you're like so hard to, they're going to do it. They're going to be it. Again, I'm not saying to leave them behind or walk out the door or throw them to the curb. Love on them. Like our motto in our team is everyone matters, right? We say that all the time. Hashtag everyone matters. Everyone matters. It's not performance-based. We are based on love and character and mentorship and training and all those things. But that doesn't mean that I can give my time to all several hundred that are in my downline. It's just not possible, right? So I want you to think about that. I want you to identify those things of yourself first and foremost. So those five things that I mentioned, independence, problem solving, consistency, having a big vision, and creating action. And I want you to rank yourself on a scale of 1 to 5. And then I want you to become more aware and get more in detail as to what you need to do to better those areas. And then I want to challenge you to go and identify, if you have a big enough team, and if you don't, take this for another day, but go and identify their attributes and rate them on a scale of 1 to 5 and where they need to be more self-aware. And sometimes as a leader, pointing out those things is what it takes. Like, show me the blind spots. What am I missing? Right? I've said that to my mentors before. And if you're like, I'm 5 in all of these, then I would love for you to go to your mentor, your coach, your whoever, and ask them where the blind spots are. So I hope that this helps you guys. I hope you have an incredible rest of your week. We'll probably do a few more segments on leadership just because I literally, pages upon pages of notes. It is a definite passion of mine. And I know that it's something that a lot of people struggle with because it's hard. Leadership is hard. But it's super rewarding at the same time. So thanks for tuning in, guys. As always, if you found value in this, if you have not yet, please be sure to subscribe. Be sure to leave a 5-star rating and written review. And if you don't have an Apple product, just simply screenshot the library here. Throw it up in your story. Shout out to Mel Mel, who featured me in her story yesterday. I appreciate you. I love you. Thanks, guys. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to Level Up Your Life with Erica Dale. If you're loving this podcast, be sure to subscribe so you never miss any episodes. And of course, your 5-star reviews are much appreciated. Be sure to check out whoisericadale.com for more free content and tips to help level you up.